More than 50 relatives of residents at a Cork nursing home protested outside an Tánaiste Micheál Martin's constituency office in the city this morning over plans by the home to pull out of the Fair Deal scheme. Earlier this month on this programme, we heard from the owners of the Beaumont Residential Care Home, part of the Care Choice Group, who told families that the home is under extreme financial pressure because of a shortfall in state funding under Fair Deal. This morning, relatives urged the government to intervene for the sake of vulnerable residents. And some of those demonstrating spoke to our reporter, Jenny O'Sullivan.
She's 82. She lives with very advanced vascular dementia and has extreme healthcare needs. So I suppose to break that down for you, she needs intensive care from usually two care assistants. She is immobile, so she needs to be hoisted from bed. That happens every other day to prevent bed sores. She's I suppose non-verbal for the most part. She couldn't tell you if she needed anything. She can't feed herself, so she needs to be spoon-fed and hydrated by staff. And she's also incontinent, so she needs somebody to change her throughout the day. So for her to be moved would be detrimental to her well-being. It's been her home for the last 6 years. We've already moved her from Dublin to Cork to be close to one of her children. So for her to move again, just I suppose it's unimaginable at the moment. We're here this morning to support Care Choice. We know their hands have been tied. We're pleading with the HSC to negotiate with them and also the ministers to step in, particularly Mary Butler, the Minister for Mental Health and Older People, who does know this is happening but is saying she has no role to play in the negotiations.
Will you be able to maintain your mother at Beaumont if she comes out, if they withdraw from the Fair Deal scheme?
What Care Choice have committed to do is they can keep the residents there for another month, but then they will need to relocate them. But they will do that. They are supporting us in that. But if they do not get the funding they need to run the nursing home, we are potentially looking at 56 residents having to be relocated.
My wife, Madeleine, who's in Beaumont for the last 7 months, after great difficulty in procuring a bed as such, because any well-run home is always difficult to get into. So we were very, very lucky when we got the go on. So up to that, it has been terribly difficult. I'm 90 and I found it more difficult to look after Maddie, if you like. There's an impossible situation looming up here. We're not sure who to turn to, where to go. And the way things are going, it's like the chips are all against us, you know. And we've been law-abiding citizens all our life. So I can't understand.
My mother Mary is in Beaumont exactly 4 years today. And unfortunately she went there after my father died because she couldn't cope. Now we're all very supportive of her. And this is just absolutely heartbreaking for all our family. We're all living locally. We visit her regularly. We visit her nearly every day. But we're also involved in her care. So, I mean, and she rings me every night and says, Claire, will you promise me that I won't be shifted out of here? This is my home. And now this is heartbreaking for all our family, to be honest. I do understand. But look, when it comes down to money, these people have worked all their lives. All our families have all worked. We're all working full time. We're paying our taxes. And my mother has paid her way for everything that she has been requested out of Care Choice. So, I mean, this is an awful situation now for us and our family to be in.
And that's some of the relatives of residents of the Beaumont nursing home in Cork who are protesting at the office of Micheál Martin in the city this morning over its decision to pull out of the state-funded Fair Deal scheme. After the break, we'll be hearing from Evelyn Cusick of Metairn.